Hello, I'm Tim Elliott, and this is The Rebite, a short and chewy chat with today's special guest, Hannah York. Do you want to introduce yourself, Hannah?
Hello, I'm Hannah York. I'm the Mainframe Marketing Manager. I should probably tell you what Mainframe is. Mainframe is an initiative to bring together the digital and creative community across Derby and Derbyshire. And we are part of the fabulous Big House, which is a collaboration of seven organisations across Derbyshire and Nottinghamshire, all involved in supporting digital and creative businesses.
That was very good. A beautiful sentence describing one of my favourite communities to be part
of.
It's all right. I'm a big fan. We know each other in real life, for all you podcast listeners who don't know what Derby is or where it is. We are part of the same community. But
there's
we know
lots of people that don't know where Derby is, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of people. We have, actually, as we record this in October, early October, we have 5 American subscribers.
Woohoo!
To the main podcast, not these little bits that I've invented, obviously. But we're here today to talk about a super important thing, and that is community. And I'm going to start off, Hannah York, by asking you a question about community.
Okay, ready.
That you don't know in preparation, so hope you enjoy it. But the question is, what is, if any, the difference in importance or context of community now and pre-COVID times?
Ooh, interesting. Good job that I'd been thinking about talking about something like this when we said let's talk about community. It's interesting, isn't it? Because as a mainframer, community pre-COVID was very much about the physical act of getting together and talking to people, seeing people, hugging people, chatting, you know, sharing all of that good community stuff, whether it was at our events or at networking, all that kind of thing. Very, very hands-on, very people-orientated. Post-COVID, it's been strange, and I suppose I'm a little bit mixed. I think to a certain it's even more important than it's ever been, feeling connected, feeling part of something. I can't have a community podcast without talking about Tribe and, you know, good old Seth Godin. You know, all of that has become super important when we are even less connected physically. Do I like being part of a digital community? Do I find it easy? I'd have to be honest and say it's not as easy. It isn't as easy to network online and chat online, and it feels weird without real people. But I am getting more used to it. And I have to say that as the months have worn on, being part of a digital community like Creative Mornings, for example, has become easier and easier. And it has opened my mind to what digital communities could be. Like, I'm always amazed when we get people who are not from Derby dropping into Creative Mornings. And I kind of go, wow, amazing, because they would never be able to come normally. So, yeah, I'm kind of in two minds of how I feel about community pre and post COVID. I still can't wait to see and be involved with and get in front of actual physical people.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because I'm like in March, on March the 12th, I was pretty settled into my new year of just doing workshops in real life for people. I thought, that's what I'm going to do. It's my favourite thing. And then on March the 16th, the world went into lockdown. Wicked. So I was initially grumpy, but now, right, I've had community is one of the things that I think should stick with post-COVID world, whatever the new normal is or whatever we're calling it. Now, right, the ability to join communities that I'd never get to in real life, just location or timing wise. I've joined over community and met some amazing people and had conversation with people I'd never meet.
Right. I have to confess that I've joined in way more things than my normal life, pre-COVID life, would have allowed. But digital life and not commuting and doing all of those things has given me that little bit of extra time. And I have to say, I've joined in loads more things. You know,
this is it. I'm part of a few networks now that in London that run in breakfast. And we Derby, for people who don't know, is pretty much smack bang in the middle of the UK. And because of our delightful train system, probably costs £100-ish, if not a bit more, to get to from our local station. So like getting to or justifying going to London just to have a bit of a community thing, a bit of a networking thing, is always tricky unless you're there before. And I've joined some amazing communities in London, and some like even in the northeast. I've had chance to network in Newcastle, which I think is technically further than London, technically in miles, but that's not it's not a geography podcast, so we don't need to define it.
But I know what you mean. You've been able to virtually travel and take your community or take yourselves to new communities. It's good. It isn't the same though. I still can't wait to be, I work in a building called Quad, if any of you know that, in the heart of Derby in the marketplace. It's an amazing venue that's kind of got cinema and galleries and cafe. And it's all about people and people being there and taking part in different things and different community groups that use that building that aren't at the moment. So I can't wait till that all starts back up again, because it's a little bit feels like Quad's only half open when we can't be there in person.
See, that's interesting, because I was thinking when you said that and the second part of the question to go, OK, so apart from the obvious that we're not all standing in the same room, like what's actually different about community? But then I suppose it's one of those things that have brought COVID to the fore, like the context of people's life is super important. Like I know some people who have had a really good and kind of chilled COVID breakdown, right? And some people who've got four boys under five and haven't, right? So it's the context, it's the same thing, but it's the context. Now you brought in that COVID feel, Quad, the venue, feels not as open as it definitely is open. It's a beautiful building and I enjoy it. But there's half of me going, well, there's no difference online apart from like a conversation is a conversation and a face is a face.
Yeah.
But we're not in the, apart from the physical touching element and all geographically being in the same postcode.
Maybe like I
wonder what the differences are from your point, like apart from the obvious bits.
Well, it's interesting because with my, I wear another hat for Quad, which is I'm a National Family Arts Ambassador, which is very fancy. It's not really that fancy. There are six of us across the country and we are connected to family arts networks. And Derby has a most amazing family art network, which is all sorts of venues and businesses and organisations across Derby that offer arts activities to families. So what we've discovered lately is it's all well and good if you have access to digital technology, but there's a huge amount of digital poverty that happens in our city, but not just in our city, all across the country. So what happens to those people that don't have digital access, like we're lucky enough to have? How do they get their sense of community? How do they feel a part of things? And I think that is a prime example of where that's what's different about when you can't meet in person, because it always excludes somebody.
That's a very good point, actually, and one that I think is very pertinent in these times to understand that inclusivity isn't just race and gender, it's a whole kind of social spectrum of stuff,
yeah.
And maybe even hasten to add that community is even more, or the connection community brings is even more important to those who don't have it at their fingertips, like I do, right? It's easy for me. I don't, like I say, it's my little bubble is pretty connected and I'm all right with it. But you have to, I think that's a very...
If you couldn't get on the internet, I think one's experience of COVID would be very different. And for a lot of people, that's how it is. But then I wonder, I thought, you know, when we were doing Clap for Carers and things like that, there's a local community, a local physical community that's developed in a way across COVID that I don't think would have happened. It's taken a pandemic for it to happen. Just me leaning out of our house here, you know, clapping for carers, seeing all sorts of people and faces who live on my street, but I would never normally see. Our lives just don't cross. And there we all are, coming together at the same time, every week behind a shared cause. And there's nothing like that. There's nothing like community building when you've got a shared cause or a gender objective. And something like that, I think, and COVID in general, has brought out that community spirit in people. In a lovely way. It's really positive.
Yeah, I think the same is it's a very good kind of outcome of COVID, which is an odd thing to say as a positive outcome of COVID. But I think that the localism, like I knew maybe one person on my, I'm in a cul-de-sac as I look out my window. Of six houses. I knew one of them before COVID, right? And we did the walk, you know, the walk that we're all allowed to do a day. We've kept that up in out of COVID times, and people speak to you in the street now. They say hello, like you walk past, and that, I'm pretty sure that didn't happen before, right? So there is, I don't know, maybe
a sense of local community. I'm always thrilled to hear how well some of our kind of local high streets and local shops and local areas have fared out of COVID. So that initial business panic that everyone felt, and I'm sure those local shops felt it too, has suddenly tipped around to actually the local sandwich shop is doing really well because everybody's working from home and they pop there for their lunch, as opposed to the large corporates in the centre of town where people pop probably more for convenience than anything. So I think that's always quite heartening to hear those kind of local community things that have maybe not thrived, but certainly survived in a way you would have said, oh, you know, the little people will go first. And actually it hasn't necessarily worked like that. And it's good. I think that stuff's always great. That's really wholesome.
I think that, you know, the small, the agile, the local, these are all things that we were in danger of losing a little bit in the wider community, because it's easy to order from Amazon and not the local shop. Our local shops like smashed it over COVID times, if I'm honest, absolutely smashed it. But and they're more expensive than the supermarket, but it's like 2 minutes away. So anyway,
I don't think community, I think what community is has changed thanks to COVID. But I think its importance is arguably as strong, if not stronger than ever. How you access community, that's challenging. And making sure that everybody still has access to community and to other people and a tribe is so important. So, so important.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I agree with you totally. I think, like many things, COVID has added meaning to the word community, right? That didn't before, or was maybe not a stronger meaning, but now it has a lot of depth. And we don't, you know, like community is connections between like-minded individuals, I presume. So whether that's in a business setting, in a personal, like a hobby, leisurey setting or in a local setting. I think the value of community helps you build relationships that will move you forward in work or life. And that's probably super important to continue if and when there's the other side of this thing.
Yeah, I think so. But as long as we can strike that balance to take away the positives from finding new and digital community and local community, balanced with the let's get back together to do physical community things when we can, I think it's going to turn out well.
It's probably one of those things. You're probably absolutely right that it's not an either or, right? It's not just digital communities. It's not just in life community. It's a hybrid of those, right? It's both. The answer is both.
The answer is both. I agree.
Both.
We've got to it. That's it. Communities are massively important. I love as well. Community was always seen as something a little bit soft and fluffy, a bit extra, a bit nice to have, a bit that really busy, outgoingy kind of people got involved with community things. And I just think that people view that, it's like anything when it's taken away, actually getting together is really important. And making sure you regularly get together, doing all of that, is super important. Until you can't do it, you don't appreciate how important it is.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is good. That is good. So to end, to round this little episode off, Hannah, what we'll do, let's try and figure out the key ingredients. What makes a good community? If there are people out there looking to join a good community or that maybe aren't in them, or to formulate their own about their particular interest or business or technology, like what are the key ingredients of a good community, as you are queen of community in Derby?
I'd say just having a go, just taking part. I think if someone wanted to set up a community, they should just definitely do it, because there will be other people out there who feel as impassioned about their topic as they do. I think you do need enthusiastic people, boatloads of enthusiasm, because community takes work, takes effort. So you do have to be enthusiastic about it and find other enthusiastic people. In equal measure to that, I think you have to be open-minded. So you have to let people come along, see what it's all about, have a try, see if it's for them, because not every community is for everybody. I think there's a community shopping around, I suppose. Finding a little place, you don't have to love every community you try, every group you go to, but do try, do, because there will be one out there. Help me out. Those are my energy, enthusiasm.
I think you hit the kind of nail on the head, and I was furiously scribbling notes before my mind squirreled off somewhere else. That was something to say. And I think just to end and to echo Hannah's thought there, if you've got an idea for a community or something like that, like put it out into the world, right? Just put it out into the world, because ideas are really cool and they act a bit like magnets. They attract people who have a similar mindset, and they repel ones who don't, right? You've just got to get it out there for it to do that. But
and I think there's something that has come out of COVID, just to round up in terms of that, is size isn't everything. Your community doesn't have to be massive. It isn't about getting the biggest community together you possibly can in one place at one time. I definitely argue for getting some people together for whom find value in what you're talking about as your community.
Yeah, I think that's, I was just about to say the same, right? Size doesn't matter, very, very luckily.
Unlike normal, where communities are concerned, small can be beautiful.
Yeah, and it's, it's, I think they're a good place to build relationships, and relationships are the only thing that we know exists, right? If you build good relationships in your life and in your business, right, they will stick with you throughout tumultuous times like this one. That was good. That was good, Hannah York. Thank you very much. Where can people get hold of you if they need to? Where, what web address or social handle do you want to point people at?
Oh, definitely go and have a look at Mainframe. So Mainframe at derbyquad.co.uk, and on all the socials, it's at Mainframe Derby.
Okay, cool. I will put those into the show notes.
But amazing.
Was Rebyte 01 with my very good friend and community queen, Hannah York.